G'day everyone, it's Ian here. I thought it was time, now that I'm back in Brisbane and I've finished my sojourn down south, and I've spent a couple of days at work listening to audio booze, and I've come out tonight. It's quite a beautiful night. It's overcast, but a very mild night. And I came out for a walk specifically to catch up on some audio booze. So I've actually walked the long way. I'm going to end up walking quite a distance because I need the time to listen to what everybody's been saying and and contribute my little bit about commenting on Audioboo, this conversation that's got started. And like I said, it's taken a while to catch up with all of the comments about commenting. And first up, I just want to apologise if I reference a point to the incorrect person. I've listened to so many people. We've got Bernie Top Goal, we've got Pilgrim Chris, we've got Paul Amani at Amani Blog, we've got McColgan, we've got Sassy Cat, and we've got Daylight Gambler, Phil Sorrell. Everybody's contributing to this topic, and it's really fascinating. As McColgan just mentioned, he preempted me, because I heard the audio after I'd thought about it. It's true, Mac. What's happening is we have a conversation here, a comment stream that has been generated on this topic about commenting. And it's rare that I've seen where something has become so passionate and there's been so much conversation about it. And I think it's great. It's great. But everybody's added a little bit to the conversation. I think it's really good. And let's see, where do I start? My head's sort of exploding and there's so many points. And I suppose, in a way, it's what it's like. It's a hot pot, a stew, a soup, a broth with all sorts of chunks of meat and vegetables stewing away in it, which might suit you people up in the northern climes where it's nice and cool at the moment. But for us here in the summer, it's not really relevant. But that's what's stewing my head at the moment. It's all these different topics that have been bubbling up. And I think Bernie actually hit the nail on the head quite well with, well, look, Bernie and Phil. Phil basically said, hey, listen, it's pretty well working okay the way it is. And, you know, in a lot of ways it is, Phil. But a few people want a little bit more added to the mix, and that's why I sort of dreamt, you know, thought it'd be nice to be able to add some audio to it. But it is working fairly well at the moment. And then Bernie comes in with this idea of all these different ways that we can work with it. And I think this is something, at least in the interim, that's worth working at. When I got on Twitter in, when was it, August 07? It was relatively early days. And 12 months later, some bright spark came up with the idea of hashtags. And then all of a sudden, we could have these streams of consciousness, of comments, of things going down about a topic that was hooked to this hashtag. And prior to that, there was no way of staying connected. When we are putting up these conversations about commenting, we're putting in our text description and also in our header everybody's names, at Sassy Cat, at Top Gold. You know what I'm talking about. Hashtag commenting, hashtag conversation. We're already doing some of that. And I think maybe, as Bernie was saying, and he went a lot deeper than this because that man's got the brain the size of a small planet. I'm sorry, I haven't. But he was suggesting that we maybe go down that path, at least in the interim, to create some sort of threaded conversational style that we can hook up to. And we all know how to follow a stream of hashtags, so that shouldn't be too hard. Now, I think that's a really good start to the whole thing, because at the end of the day, we can't impact what Audioboo, the company, is going to do. They will have their agendas, and it seems to be very business, corporate, broadcasters, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to do another Audioboo about that topic, but that's for another Audioboo. They're going to do their thing. So what can we as the users do? We as the users can use hashtags and everybody's handle as a way of threading these conversations. That's a good start. What we can also do is, as I did when this whole conversation started, I actually put a comment on Documentally's. It was a public comment that I put on Documentally's comments in for a conversation for an Audioboo that he was doing. we can do things like that as well. Now, that is clunky, yes, and that's why I like the idea of actually having an audio comment button on the app, so we can do that. But at the moment, we can't do it because that's the way Audioboo wants to play the game. So I got thinking. Is it possible to take the API, the Audioboo API? Hey, Pilgrim Chris, you know a little bit more about this than I do. Is it possible to take the Audioboo API and integrate it with a system so that we can use it to put audio comments onto Audioboo? I don't know. It's just a thought. Now, I don't know how open the API is. I get a feeling that it's fairly closed and locked down, so you can't get right into it. It's not as though it's shareware. Is that the term? No, open source. That's the word I'm after. It's not as though it's complete open source and where it can change completely. But is it possible to get the API and then do some work on it if somebody is prepared to put in the time and the effort? God, I haven't got the skills nor... Well, I just haven't got the skills, so that's where the conversation ends for me. I just wonder if that's possible. What this is reminding me of, and I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm trying to get all these ideas to coalesce in my head a little bit. What this reminds me a great deal of is an organism. And as a bit of a fan of Darwinism and evolution, I can't help but see an organic evolution of these things that we want, where... we're bouncing around ideas, we're trying to work out what works and what doesn't work, what we can work with, you know, what nutrients do we have, what materials do we have to be able to work with to make what we want. Okay, what we want is a way of having a commenting stream that is efficient, that doesn't have too much guff around the edges of it. There's been this bit of a topic about maybe restricting the time limit to 30 seconds or 60 seconds. Pilgrim Chris brought it up, and Paul O'Mahony said, hey, you don't do that to me. I need all my 30 minutes, you know, and fair enough. And he said that he would be willing to pay a bonus to be able to comment for 30 minutes. And I think that's a pretty good option for those people who do want to do that. What we're playing with here is an organic evolution of something. And because we don't have the ability to get into the actual code of Audioboo, because we can't get right deep into it ourselves and change it to suit ourselves, what we have to do is work with what we've got. And what we've got is we've got the Audioboo app and all of the infrastructure that Audioboo put out, and then we've got the way we interact with that and what we can do to harmonize and manipulate that. That's where Bernie's ideas of having hashtags and comments and everything sort of threaded. I think that was really smart, Bernie. What else can we do? Like I said, maybe we can get the API and do some tweaking using the API as it is and putting it into another app and tweaking that, if somebody knows how to do that. Maybe we can... I don't know. Maybe we can come up with some really clever ideas to make it work with what we've got. Because we can stand on top of the mountain and yell and scream at Audioboo as much as we like, and they can just choose to ignore us. I mean, we're peons, as Bernie said. So let's keep reminding Audioboo that we're out there, sure, but let's not fool ourselves into thinking that they maybe care too much about us. So what can we do to get what we want? I want to reiterate, though, what Phil Sorrell said. How much are we actually going to use it? I've noticed in this little community, most of us are pretty happy to say a few things. So, you know, those of us will probably comment a little bit. But even so, we don't... You know, if you're playing it from the player on your computer, do you comment that often? I know I don't. I comment occasionally, sure. But, you know, I have to be fairly passionate about it. You know, I've got to have a real strong reason to do it. So I think we might be fooling ourselves into thinking that we're going to comment as much as we think we will. We're commenting about commenting because it's an interesting conversation. We might have a few more like this, but I think this is a bit of an exception. So I don't think we should fool ourselves into thinking that we're this passionate about a lot of topics. But it's worth experimenting and playing with it. And I think in the first instance, let's work with what we've got and comment and thread these conversations as best we can. can we come up with better systems to have threaded conversations? Can we come up better than hashtags? Do we create another type of hashtag, something whereby we send it to people or email it to people or take audio and download it and then re-upload it? I don't know. Maybe this is a discussion that people might be interested in having. Because maybe, like a lot of you guys, I don't know if there's anybody out there actually listening. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? I don't know. These are just my thoughts after listening to everybody for these last few days about this topic, while I haven't been able to make a comment myself. As for the word comment, as Paul said, I think he's got a good point. It's more than a comment, isn't it? It's a conversation. It's a response. I think I like his word response much more than comment. But at the same time, I also think that there's a lot to be said for being succinct and concise and to the point and not necessarily rambling, but not everybody's capable of that. So I think this is a great topic that we need to dig into a little bit more and have more of a conversation about. Now, I'm out and about walking beside the Brisbane River. I'm at South Bank at the moment. And like I said, it's a beautiful night. And this is one of the clunky parts of this. Because I'm on my iPhone and I now wear spectacles. God, I hate getting old. I'm not going to upload this while I'm out and about, because I want to put everybody's handle in the heading for this audio boo. So I'm going to wait until I get back. Now, that in itself is something that's a little bit clunky. Maybe there is a more efficient way of doing that. Hey, it could be something as simple as having an Evernote page that might have all of my regulars on it, their handles, and I can just do a cut and paste from Evernote. So it might be something as simple as that. I know Bernie could probably come up with some system that hacks and uses IFTTT and resends things to upload and download and share and bounce off Pilgrim Chris or something. You know, hey, there could be all sorts of ways that we can do this. Let's keep this organism evolving, eh? We might be surprised where we, the community, manage to take it over the next little while, even if Audio Boo doesn't want to play the game. And then, who knows, if we do actually get a head of steam on it, maybe Audio Boo will take a little bit of notice of this entity, which is the community, that self-evolved within their environment that they don't necessarily have any control over as we develop. Might be a nice idea. Be interested to know your thoughts. Talk to you later, everybody. Have a good night. See ya. Bye-bye.